This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Into the health mode here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on the Good Day Health program. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, is an eminent cardiologist called upon by the American Heart Association to talk, bring their message. And there's been a lot of that sort of thing going on this week, right? A lot of messages on heart and the heart systems.
Yeah, the American Heart Association, they meet once a year in their so-called scientific sessions. And this is an international meeting where cardiologists, both clinicians and basic scientists, get together to share the latest breakthroughs in research about the heart. So there's a lot of front page stories this week about the heart.
And one of the things that I pride myself in, and Ken does too, is bringing you up to date on this news and how it impacts you. So let's take an example of this info that's coming from the American Heart Association this week. Focus on living. If you're living in a neighborhood where there's a lot of noise, it can affect your heart. This still looks fairly intriguing, Ken.
Exactly. What they reported earlier this week in Chicago at the American Heart Association's annual meeting is that living in noise-saturated neighborhoods, Doug, might be more than simply annoying. It can increase your risk factors for serious health problems, including heart attack, heart disease, and stroke. It seems that chronic noise from traffic and airports appears to trigger the amygdala. That's a brain region critically involved in stress regulation. Noise also is associated with increased inflammation of the arteries, which is a risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and heart disease.
So, under the circumstances, the things that affect our heart are emotional. They could be, it's the mind-body connection here. When I see or hear you talk about things like this, it just reaffirms for me how important it is to have a healthy mind, because what's going into your getting the senses are creating this anxiety that creates the heart attack, or at least brings you to that, the noise or whatever other things scare you. That affects your mind. And the mind is what triggers the action of the body, isn't it?
Absolutely. Mental stress is almost as bad on the heart as cigarette smoking.
Yeah. Wow. Speaking of that, I noticed a judge has restricted the sales of various flavored e-cigarettes on the Internet. And so social media has been curbed. I think this was a long time in coming. You and I have talked about this almost every week, I think, for at least a year, the impact of e-cigarettes, especially on youngsters, but most of the e-cigarette flavors now, and I don't know where this judge is, I'm not sure what state he's in, but this may be a trend, Ken. What do you think?
Right, there was an agreement not to anymore market the flavored e-cigarettes, and also there was an agreement not to advertise the e-cigarettes on social media. Mm-hmm. Frankly, I'm not a big fan of e-cigarettes. Originally, they were thought as a bridge to getting off of cigarettes, tobacco cigarettes, but actually, it hasn't turned out that way. It's unexpected. Often, it enhances. It's a bridge the other way. There's two-way traffic when it comes to e-cigarettes. Just as many people actually use it to start tobacco cigarettes as to get off, and I think mm-hmm. there's hazards involved with it. This is not something you want to do for your health.
So I wondered, and I think I did this, I wondered out loud on the air in some circumstance I was in recently, the e-cigarettes and the regular tobacco and marijuana. If you had to pick your poison, literally, which is smoking a regular cigarette, e-cigarettes, or marijuana, which one is least harmful to you? I know your
choice D.
Don't do it at all. I got that. But
none of the above.
I do. Yeah, yeah, okay. So that's in a perfect world. But if there are people who seem to be addicted...
Bite your nails.
Yeah. Choose another one. Pick one of the choices that I gave you. Is there a difference? I guess maybe that's the question. A difference in how these various things affect you.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't advocate any one of them. It's
I'm not asking you to advocate one. I'm just wondering which one does the least harm.
That's
putting you in a bad position.
That's just a very hard question to answer. You know, maybe the e-cigarettes, but again, it's why even think that way?
Some people do think.
Because
that's how some people think.
You're not doing any of that for your health. That way.
No, that's for sure. In a moment, we're going to, Dr. Ken and I, talk to a doctor who's a specialist in the treatment of anxiety in children. We're talking again about the mind and how the mind affects the body, and this will be a focus on children in that regard in a matter of moments. As we're in the health department, and that's where we are here, in order to have a good healthy body and a great healthy life, you got to get a good night's rest. And if you're tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night, it's time for you to change how you're sleeping. Mattress, okay? Nope. Sheets, okay? Nope. Pillows, okay? Nope. Fix them all. And by the way, do yourself a favor for Christmas time. Treat yourself to a gift. Whether it's new pillows, whether it's a new mattress, mattress cover, all of these things are available online at MyPillow.com. And with the DJV code, you can get a discount of 50% or more with every single thing. Start with the pillows. Any pillow, all over the catalog at MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV to save up to 50% on all the products at MyPillow.com.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. The Pap smear has been used for more than 50 years to check for cervical cancer risk, but the newer HPV test can screen directly for the human papillomavirus, which is the cause of almost all cervical cancers.
A Pap test looks for abnormal cells on the cervix, and it saves a lot of lives, but it's a fairly difficult test to read, whereas the HPV test is more of a yes or no answer.
Gynecologist Dr. Margaret Long says the HPV test looks for cervical cancer in a new way.
If it's negative, then your risk for cervical cancer is very low for many years, which is why you can do it less often. Whereas a single Pap test, it certainly reduces your risk of having cancer at the moment, but it's not good enough to wait a long period of time before you repeat it.
Check with your healthcare provider about current screening guidelines. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Vivian Williams.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, welcoming in Dr. Mark Menalasino, who is the medical director of the Menlo Clinic, the Center for Functional Medicine. You got 35 years of healthcare experience, Ken. Completed medical school at the University of Nebraska, has specialized in internal medicine, and we are here to connect anxiety in children. The mental, Dr. Mark, what I believe is that there is a spiritual, mental, physical, the mind-body-spirit thing is real. How does it manifest in children if they are anxious about about anything in their life?
Well, thank you very much, sir, and you're exactly right. It really is the intersection of all of those things. And really, a child's nervous system isn't really designed to cope with all the stress that's in their world today. And a lot of families are running on adrenaline all the time, moving from one activity to the next, and we just need to sometimes pump the brakes a little bit. Our children just can't deal with the amount of energy and stress that comes at them, and they don't have these strategies to help them to cope with and to manage the stress, and it turns into anxiety. 1 in 8 children in America has an anxiety disorder, according to the National Institutes of Mental Health. And I'd love to share with you some ideas about how to reduce that.
All right. That's a good idea. I was just thinking about Ken and his daughter, who is now in college, but she, like, I can think of my own daughter, never mind Ken's, and the things that they were. My daughter is in her 40s, Ken's daughter is in her 20s, but there was anxiety, and it troubled me as a parent to see it. So anything we can do to eliminate it, and I'm sure these tips are going to help a little bit, so help yourself.
Well, you know, thank goodness we have all these options for our children today. And the problem is there may be too many. So one of the things I like to do is to try to find a way to demand more downtime for the whole family. Get out a whiteboard or even use a piece of paper, put everybody's name at the top, and list all the activities we do individually and as a family. And you'll find your kids are doing hockey or soccer or debate club or government or key club or dance. There's so many activities before school, during school, after school, that we just don't have that downtime built in. So I encourage you to map it all out, and once you see it in black and white, you realize really how much we're all doing. Mm-hmm. My suggestion is to pick one of those and take it off a list. Find a way to turn that into a non-plugged-in, non-electronic family connection downtime where you spend time just being with each other. Take a walk, do something active, find that time that's in the day to connect. That's one thing I think we're all missing.
So here's what Ken, I'm not going to speak for him, he can speak for himself. One of the things he found with his daughter was to go to the gym together, Ken. Wasn't that one of the great ways of connecting with her and bringing down her anxiety level at the same time?
Well, absolutely, and I just want to say hello to Dr. Mark, because I'm a cardiologist, and I totally agree how important it is to keep the stress level down. And I will, on a daily basis, tell my patients to have a boring day occasionally, so I'm glad to hear you advocate this.
A boring day.
Well, thank you. And you're so right. I think the heart really, you know, we need stress. Stress is what gets us out of bed. It's when it's dysfunctional stress or internalized the wrong way. And one thing for kids is to keep them on this type of schedule. Our bodies are clocks. And if we have these set routines, and one of the most important routines is go to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time, and have a nighttime ritual where you wind down. Turn off electronics, ours and theirs, and have this set schedule and routine that you do every night to help them get ready for bed, to sleep deeply, and wake up on a set routine. That's one of the most crucial things we can do.
Getting a good night's rest, having them come down, and getting rid of the devices, getting the heck out of the room is probably a good place. But you got some other remedies, maybe some strategies to share to get things calmed down a bit.
There are a couple other ideas. One is, you know, before this stress develops into anxiety and we seek out medical treatment, look at some of the things that are out there. And one is our toxic life, the food that we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, but also the medications and the over-the-counter medications that we do. There are a lot of phthalates and dyes and parabens, food preservatives, food colorings. A lot of these actually take stress and can drive the anxiousness in kids. So keep calm and carry on with a cleaner choice. I'm excited to be medical director of Genexa, the world's only pharmaceutical company that has organic, non-GMO, clean, inactive ingredients. These toxins are super stimulating for some kids, and if you can choose ones that don't have them in them, like Calm Keeper for three and above and Stress Relief for teens and adults, these are natural, organic, homeopathic remedies that really help to address this stress from becoming anxiety before you have to turn to a medication. I encourage everyone listening to go to your medicine cabinet and look at all of the over-the-counter medicines and turn them over and look at those other ingredients, even your prescription medicines. You'll see dyes and preservatives and phthalates and other things that shouldn't be there.
All right. Check out the information from Dr. Mark at menloclinic.com, MenloClinic, menloclinic.com. Thanks to Dr. Mark Menalicino here, a focus on your children and your family. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos, Good Day Health. Lots of information that will impact you. We're getting close to the end of the year. We're going to try to come up with some things that Ken thinks were not great. Maybe some of the best things, informationally and otherwise, that he may have worked on, because he does a lot of research at his clinic. You know, Ken runs a clinic in Orlando, the Orlando area, Mount Dora, a great little town. Lake Cardiology, and I'll tell you how to get in touch with him if you should like to go visit with him, like I'll be doing in the next month or so. Meanwhile, back in the ranch, we get lots and lots of information, a lot of stories and studies came out this past week. Obesity, I don't know that this is any news. How many times a year do we have these same stories about obesity being at an all-time high? Yeah, so it's bigger this week. Bigger problem than last week. We all kind of know that. At what point is somebody going to get slapped around enough to think, whoa, we got to stop this in some way, shape, or form? How are we going to stop it? It's all education, but are people listening, Ken?
It's amazing. And this is a yearly report. It comes out from the United Health Foundation's the nation's obesity rate, Doug, has reached the highest ever level this year. Obesity is a major cause of heart attack, stroke, cancer, and other health conditions. You know, so I guess you can ask me, why do I think this is happening, right?
Yes, I am going to ask you, why do you think this is happening, Ken? What's the problem?
And I really tried to figure this out. And my best shot at it is that food is a growth industry, and the industry has created more supply and more demand for product. The offset is getting to the gym, watching your calories, and having some thin friends.
Well, we're into this talking about the gym thing and exercising. There's another study that I should have put together with the physical activity one, gene changes, etc., about U.S. adults never do any muscle strengthening exercise at all. This is just dumb. As you get older, you need, and this is me preaching maybe to the choir, maybe not. Ken will add to it. But if you don't have muscles holding your bones together as you get older, your bones fall apart, you fall apart, and you're dead. So you got to have your skeleton needs the support. The more muscle you have, and that's one of the reasons that I like bigger muscles is because it helps to support your body. Right? I mean, isn't that
absolutely
kind of common sense?
A lot of it's getting started. A lot of it is people who've never done it before are afraid they'll be the odd one. But most people in a gym, surprisingly, are out of shape. I would bet two-thirds of the people in any gym are out of shape. So don't feel bad if you're starting. And this is out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. It is amazing. Aerobic exercise is important, we know. But also we need, as Doug's been saying, muscle strengthening exercise. The news this week is that a whopping 58% of American adults do not do any muscle strengthening exercise.
Nice.
Only 35% of men and 26% of women ages 18 to 80 include moderate or greater intensity muscle strengthening exercise in two or more workouts a week. That's the current recommendation as the minimum. Besides making you stronger and more fit, as Doug was saying, muscle strengthening exercise has been linked to such health benefits as improved cardiovascular health, better blood sugar control, improvements in bone density, better balance and mobility, improved self-esteem, and lower odds of having diabetes, obesity, and non-skin cancer.
Yeah. Just, if you can't go to the gym, find some things you can do. Push-ups, pull-ups, those
exactly.
sorts of things. You can develop muscular
climbing
strength
stairs.
With that.
Yeah. Hiking up hills.
Lift up your, as you're climbing the stairs, lift up your, the balls of your feet so it'll work on your calves.
Exactly.
That kind of stuff.
As you said,
right,
sit-ups and pull-ups.
More coming from Dr. Ken here, 28 after the hour. This is Good Day Health.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text NET to 79645. That's N-E-T to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text NET to 79645. That's N-E-T. To 79645.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The chant of four more years over and over again at President Trump's Make America Great Again rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This, the president's first rally since Robert Mueller's report released, finding no Russia collusion. The president telling the huge patriotic crowd,
Robert Mueller was a god to the Democrats, was a god to them until he said there was no collusion. They don't like him so much right now.
The president continues,
after 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Your health and well-being. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. It's Good Day Health. Dr. Kronhaus has a fabulous clinic. I know because I go there for, not treatment, but for the checkup. Every single year, I find it important to go through his process, and a lot of other people do, not only locally in Florida, South Florida, Central Florida, Northern Florida, from the Southeast, all over the country. In fact, so if you want to partake, if you will, of his expertise, his value as a cardiologist, a clinician, a doctor who has great knowledge in the traditional fields, help yourself. Lake Cardiology's number is 352-735-1400. Local, national, whatever. Lake Cardiology, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, good way to spend a day. 352-735-1400. It's very important to have peace of mind when it comes to your health and health advice. By the way, our podcast at Good Day Health Show this week with Dr. Ken, there are several every week. Dr. Ken has one. We put together best part of the conversations we've had so you can have a synthesis, if you will, of the info for him and for Dr. Jack. Information news on a polio-like virus that we talk about in this podcast, how to avoid it. Also, hearing aids, we talked about that, and how they keep your brain active. That's in the current podcast. preventing this year's strain of flu trickier than in years past. News on that you can learn from Dr. Ken about that. There is also a focus on the birth rate and why it's dropping in our country, the link between family size and cancer. Fascinating studies and information that you wouldn't get anywhere else. Lots of information about maintaining your health. Your good health is our priority. So listen to the podcast. Spend a few minutes. GoodDayHealthShow.com for the podcast. GoodDayHealthShow.com. And while I'm in that mode, we have a new website, DJV Health News, at DJVHealthNews.com. Any question you may have when the doctors aren't here, you can go to that site, check it out, find new recipes, if you will, for coping with a lot of strenuous, difficult situations. All right, so let's get into... We were talking, one of the studies was a focus on depression. We talked a lot recently, it seems to me, Ken, about depression, and I saw something that I thought was pretty compelling regarding depressed, especially teenagers, but I think this applies to all ages. And one of the excerpts from the study is a quote from someone who was in the study, and I'm going to give you the words, and you can interpret them or explain or give us some thoughts on it. It's much easier for me to reach out for help on social media than in person. There's less pressure. This is a youngster. There's less pressure. I can leave it there and live my life outside of it without thinking too much about it. That's a lady who was surveyed, a young woman in the survey. Younger people in general are going online for health information. 87% of those in their 20s said that they would look for some sort of health information online before they consulted with a professional, including 39% who said they looked up information about depression. Just 20% said that they would use messaging apps or texting on video to actually connect with a health professional. So they'll read it, but they won't. And I'm wondering, we danced around this a little bit as to how much video, I think you said it may be the future of medicine, connecting with a doctor on any number of the video technologies that are available. Skype, I guess, comes to mind. What do you think?
Well, I think the millennials just feel so comfortable with technology. That's how they communicate with each other. So it's just natural for them, instinctive for them to search social media, the internet, whenever they have a question about anything. So why would health be excluded?
So your daughter is a millennial. How does that fit into her life when she or her friends have questions? Well, they know her father is a doctor, so I suppose maybe it would be different, but... When you talk to your daughter, do you talk to her about this sort of thing, where they would get, if she were not the daughter of a significant doctor, would she do things differently than she is sick, she picks up phones and says, "Hey, Dad, what do I do about this?"
Well, having just spent a weekend with her and her friends, again, they just instinctively go right to social media or internet for anything. Mm-hmm. So if it's a health, they'll go there. And if she can't get the question immediately, either from her friend or from the internet, then she'll call me. But that's how they...
So she doesn't call you first.
Well, it depends whether I'm easily obtainable. If I'm in the same room with her, she would, but... You know, she's at school, and she'll just... That's what they instinctively do.
Yeah, I know.
They're wired differently than us baby boomers are.
Yeah. How much... when you're talking to somebody in your practice, how often do you send them online to look something up or to do research as you might? Do you find that people are more likely to go online to... for example, the other day, when I cut my finger, I have a serious infection in my finger. Never had anything like this before. And so I called to get an appointment to see the doctor to see, you know, after 3 days of it, I thought, well, there was a line going up my arm. I better do something about this. But I did go online and went to a couple of different sites to see how to treat this sort of thing. didn't find anything satisfactory. That's why I ended up doing it. I'm wondering if that isn't the case. If you don't really find anything satisfactory, I think there's a lot of general information online, but I don't sense that there's a lot of really good, helpful, specific stuff.
Doug, let me tell you how advanced this has gotten. You know, the way doctors are currently being paid, there's a lot of effort to pay for value. And one of the big challenges is how do you measure the value of a physician's service? And one way is by the amount of documentation, the amount of information, what we're providing specifically to the patient. And one of the bits that we get measured in is when we now have to have electronic records, we need to provide in our record a link to, on the internet, some bit of information that we just discussed in our visit. So, and if we don't have that link on our electronic record that we give you on your way out of our office, we get dinged. So the future is here.
Isn't it amazing, huh? Everything is online. The thing that has to be worrisome or troublesome for you and other doctors is if you're doing that with patients, how do you maintain their privacy? Because we all know about hacking. We all know that people's stuff online isn't really private. No matter how hard you try, there's somebody who may be trying to search you out, find stuff on you. It's kind of a...
There's no privacy today anymore.
No, there isn't. So
anybody who thinks there is, there isn't.
I think you gotta know what you're doing and be okay with it.
You have to be as careful as you can. We use one of the most secure systems in the country, and we take every precaution. But we know what is happening in reality.
Yeah. Okay, Dr. Ken continues a focus on a question from a listener about chest X-rays. And the connection of X-rays to cancer, is there a connection, I guess, is the question. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. First, I want to spend a minute talking to you about your smile, your white teeth, or maybe your lack of white teeth, and therefore you don't smile much. Much better to smile, good for your health, good for everything. If you have yellow teeth, you may want to take the advice of lots of people who are on power swabs. Using power swabs is the most powerful way to whiten your teeth. It's the least invasive. It's quick. 5 minutes and you're done. And it uses a patented organic natural tooth detergent whitening agent to lighten up your teeth. You got stains from drinking coffee and tea and red wine, that sort of thing. Or like we were talking earlier, if you're still smoking, you should quit, but if your teeth have become yellow because of that, and you've used whitening strips before, you went to see the dentist and paid him $1,000 to clean up your teeth, wowzer. This is the way to fix that problem. 5 minutes. It is the 5-minute solution to a brighter, whiter smile. Power swabs available only by calling 800-208-1797. The dentist originated it, used it in his office, then he sold it to other dentists, and now it's out there for everybody. The only way to buy it, though, is to call 800-208-1797, use the DJV code, and you'll end up with a 50% discount. 50% off the retail price, offer not available online, in stores, no place else. Call 800-208-1797. Take advantage of the fact this is a great, very popular product, works so well. 800-208-1797, code DJV, for getting it at half price.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a new and innovative laptop, you got to check out the ZenBook 14 from Asus, model number UX433. It's an elegant laptop that helps you unleash your creative vision. The first thing you'll notice is its stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. Therefore, there's very little bezel around the screen, yet it still houses an HD infrared camera. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. I also like the ErgoLift design on this laptop, which slightly tilts up the back of the keyboard for greater comfort and more efficient cooling. Other features of this thin and light Windows 10 laptop include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor, and super long battery life. Visit Asus.com for more on the ZenBook 14 model number UX433.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
This message is brought to you by Airborne. You're on your feet, holding your breath, losing your voice, swept up by the excitement and stress of a miracle season. Your hopes are sky high until they come crashing down from an overtime buzzer beater. These miserable, heart-wrenching moments are pretty rough, and over the course of the season, they can really take a toll. A new survey commissioned by Airborne found that 82% of fans take action to time out and recover from a big game, with the majority relying on sleep, hydration, and food to get back on their feet. When the season calls for defense on and off the field, add Airborne to your lineup. A specially crafted blend of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for immune system support. From spring training to March brackets, Airborne supports you through every up, down, and did that just happen replay of the season. Airborne immune support is available for every team and every fan. So after that armchair analysis, find Airborne at retailers nationwide and online at www.amazon.com. That's www.amazon.com.
All right, so Ken, there's a listener whose name also is Ken, who has a problem with cancer and wondered about whether she was getting x-rays, I guess mammograms. I'm not quite clear on the what really was being x-rayed, but wondering whether x-rays can cause the cancer that she has or that other people get. I know the fellow who developed a lot of radiological performance standards in the 50s and 60s, a guy named Martin Wittenberg, lived as a neighbor of mine. He died. He was at Mass General, and he developed a lot of techniques using x-rays. That was his specialty, but he died of cancer because of overexposure. He was 55, 56 when he died, I think. He was exposed to a lot of x-rays, so he didn't know enough, apparently, or enough wasn't known in the 50s and early 60s about this. They used it to treat stuff, but it also causes it, it would appear. I think she's onto something, isn't she?
Wait a second. He must have had an exceedingly high level of exposure.
Yeah.
And it all depends on level of exposure and also on the age of the person. And what is key is that the radiation for imaging diagnostics be done in a proper method. You want to get an accredited center so it's being delivered safely and properly. And when this is done for things like chest x-ray or mammograms, the amount of radiation is so low, you should not be concerned about it as an adult. The only studies that have shown where diagnostic imaging radiation has caused cancer is in children, and then the possibility in adults is based on studies from the atomic bomb extrapolations, and it's never really been shown that people have gotten cancer from these diagnostics, but it is a theoretical concern, and you shouldn't get it unless you need it. If you need it, don't worry about it. Just get it in a center that is doing it safely, properly. They need to be accredited.
Do they, is it necessary, you know, you go to the dentist's office and put that lead jacket on you? Is that necessary?
It depends. It depends on what kind of system they're using. It can't hurt to be extra safe, but in most dental offices, they're using these new, amazingly low radiation systems that it probably doesn't even matter. But it depends on, ask your dentist, depends on the system.
All right. Good advice, good thought-provoking question. Thank you. Keep them coming to me on Twitter at Doug Steffen or Doug at DougSteffen.com, 10 before the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Time, Dr. Ken Cronow, specifically here, one of our Good Day Health experts here on the air with us with timeless information. Well, there may be a time quotient here to this. Dr. Ken, when I say he, I'm referencing Dr. Ken, who is a really good synthesizer of information, studying a lot of the things that come up from the health journals and then translating it for us so that we know what they mean, how it impacts us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's one of his main goals, being on the air here. And as he is a cardiologist practicing down in Florida, we'll focus here for a few moments on some of the things that are connected to your specialty. For example, the study on red meat and what that does for your heart, Ken.
Doug, there's new evidence of how a diet rich in red meat interacts with gut bacteria to raise the risk of heart disease. High levels of the chemical trimethylamine N-oxide, TMAO, in the blood have been implicated in the development of artery-blocking plaques and raised risk of heart-related conditions. The news this week is that frequent consumption of red meat enhances gut bacteria production of TMAO, but it also reduces elimination of the compound through the kidneys. First time a food has directly affected the kidneys.
So what do you make of that? Why would that be? And is it the kind of, because it depends, in my mind, I would think, even though I don't eat meat, that organic meats, the stuff that's in the red meat, the hormones and all of the stuff that they give to some of the commercially raised beef, is that what's the problem? I mean, think about it for a second, and what that would do to gut bacteria.
Well, I think the bottom line here is, practically speaking, is just everything in moderation. You know, just live on a nice mixture of foods. It means you can eat red meat, but just don't eat it every day.
No hot dog for lunch and dinner. I guess maybe that's it. So, next up in terms of your expertise, blood pressure meds being recalled. What's the problem there?
Yeah, over the past few months, Doug, numerous recalls of the popular heart drug Valsartan have already occurred. This week, generics maker Mylan Pharmaceuticals is adding more products to the list. These generic drugs are from factories in, guess where? China and India.
Ah, what a surprise. Shocking.
The recall involves 104 lots of three medicines, Valsartan tablets, combination tablets with the drug Valsartan and amlodipine, and combination tablets with Valsartan and hydrochlorothiazide. The reason for the recall is that trace amounts of probable cancer-causing chemical called N-nitrosodiethylamine, that's NDEA, has been detected in Valsartan meds. It's not all of the lots of these drugs, Doug. Ask your pharmacist if your lot is affected. If so, ask your doctor immediately for a substitute. Do not stop the drug till you have a substitute.
Really? All right, there's a word to the wise. Next, foods that can be cholesterol fighters. Everybody ought to listen up for this. They're all, the things that we're connecting here are all important, but this sounds like it could be very important, Ken.
Doug, several groups of food actually bring down your bad cholesterol level. Foods high in unsaturated fats, these are walnuts, almonds, hazelnuts, and pistachios. Foods high in soluble fiber, my favorite oat bran or oats in general, and also beans. Foods high in monounsaturated fats, such as avocados, and any foods with plant sterols and stanols. You want 2 to 3 grams per day. It lowers your bad cholesterol LDL by 10 to 15%.
There's something very significant. Listen to that. 10 to 15% nuts, basically, are cholesterol fighters. So that's important information as well. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a fellow in the Doug Steffen Institute of Finer Knowledge.
Thanks for that honor.
You're welcome. All right, let's get to your teeth and how a whiter smile is super important. This time of year, you're looking for things to be stocking stuffers. How about you give this to all of your friends who drink coffee, tea, red wine, that sort of thing. Smokers, you need the whitening product that so many people are talking about. It's Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the 5-minute solution to a brighter, whiter smile. Power Swabs works in just 5 minutes. You put it on your teeth, and 5 minutes later, you'll see that the shade of whiteness has improved. Don't have news. There's no toothpaste. This is a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent. They're just for you to remove the stains. Swab and smile away. Power Swabs. Special deal, 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.